Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Aleph, taking a look at the second clause in the Mishnah of those who do not have a chelik in Olam Haba, and the second one is Haomer Ein Torah Min Hashemayim, someone who denies the divinity of the Torah. Now, the next pasuk that's going to be quoted is from the Parsha of Chatat Avodah Zarah in Parshat Shlach. And after Pasuk, that shows up later and on the page, it's Pasuk number 8, which precedes Pasuk number 1 in the text, which makes it clear that in the first part of the parsha is talking about Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, and now it's talking about Avodah Zarah B'Mezid, in B'Yad Ramah, and it ends with Ki Devar Adonai Bazal Mitzvato Ifari Karet Tekaret Hanevashahi Avonah Va. So the additional phrase, Ki Dvar Hashem Bazai, is degraded, the word of God, seems to extend, or it's understood to extend, to somebody who degrades something about the words of God, and Zehomer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. So that's the first take in the Braita. Dvar Hashem, Ki Dvar Hashem Bazai, Zeh Apikoros. So we don't know what Apikoros yet is yet, we'll deal with that in the next podcast. Dvar Hashem, Ki Dvar Adonai Bazai, Zeh HaMagaleh Panim BaTorah. And again, unclear whether that means that he shows that the text of the Torah goes against what the halacha says, or it means something else about brazenness. We'll see. But mitzvato ifar, what's that? Zeh mifar brit basar. This is somebody who covers up the brit, a common practice during Hellenistic times. Hikaret, tikaret. We've seen this drasha many times. Hikaret b'olam hazeh, tikaret b'olam ba. And that's critical, because if we're claiming that this person does not have a chelek olam haba, we've got to find a source for that. So amar etchad emeti min haTorah, we just said right away at the beginning of the perek, midah keneged midah. But here, how do we know that this person has no chelek olam haba? Hikaret tikaret. Now, mikana amar Rabbi Elazar Modai, this leads to the famous Mishnah in Perkei Avot, hamachalot takorashim v'mazeh tamuadot, two things which are not on our list at all, v'mefer brito shel avraham avinu, which we just dealt with, v'magaleh panim b'torah shelo kahalacha, which seems to mean that you show something in the text of the Torah that goes against the Mesorah, which is not on any of these lists that we've seen. No matter how good you might be otherwise, you have no chelek in Olam Haba. Tanya idach, Ki Dvar Adonai Baza, Zeh Omer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. And now there's an explication. Even if you say all the Torah is God given to Moshe, except for one pasuk that Moshe sent on his own, which of course is very difficult considering the famous saying of Abaye in Masachet Megillah, contrasting Sefer Dvarim to Sefer Vayikra, in which he says about Dvarim Moshe mipi atzmo amaro. You have to understand what that means. Even if you deny the divine source or provenance of a particular dikduk or kal v'chomer gzera shava, that's also considered a rejection. This, of course, is very difficult within the framework of traditional learning, what that may mean. Tanya, Armer Omer, and now we're going to go on a tangent of things related to a diminished approach to learning, but this is not something that cuts you out of Olam Haba. Halomei Torah v'inom alamda, zeh dvar ki dvar Hashem azah. Disregarding God's word is learning and not teaching. Somebody who does not give proper honor to the Mishnah or attend to it properly, which may mean attend to reviewing it or maybe attend to fulfilling it. Everybody could learn and doesn't learn. Rishmael Omer, Zeh Oved Avodah Zarah. The context is Avodah Zarah, so Dvar Hashem Bazah is only about Avodah Zarah. My Mashma'a, where do we get that from? The Tanakh of Rishmael, Kidvar Adonai Bazah, meaning Zem Vazed Dibur Shinamar Lo Lemoshe Misinai. Meaning Anoche Adonai Levacha Lo Yelacha Limachrim. And as Rashi points out, there is reason to think based on the grammar where the first two Dibrot are given to us in the second person and the rest in the third person, that the only part we directly heard from Hashem was the first two Dibrot, and that is essentially Avodah Zarah, the prohibition of Avodah Zarah. So what does it mean that when the Torah says he degraded the word of God, the specific word that we heard directly, which was Yisrael Avodah Zarah? M'shuman karcha omer kol amaloi Torah v'inocho zer aleha. If you study and don't review, domel adam shezorei v'inoko tzer. It's like somebody who plants and doesn't harvest. Rishu Omer Kol Olamei Torah Meshakchat. If you study Torah and then forget it, Domele Isha Shiyoledet V'Koveret. It's like you give birth, like a woman giving birth to children and then burying them. Rabbi Kiva Omer Zamer B'Chol Yom. Zamer B'Chol Yom. Sing every day, meaning turn your Torah into a song, you remember the stanza, you review it that way. Yitzhak Bar Vudimi Maikra, Shnemar Nefesh Amel Amlavo Ki Achaf Alav Pihu. That the working person, the work works for him when he pushes his mouth to it. What does that mean? Hu Amel Makom Zeva Torah Tom Elot Lola Makom Acher. Meaning you work here and the Torah works for you elsewhere. Olam Abba. From Balazar Kodam La Amel Nivra. All people were born for work. Shemarki Adam la'amel yulad. Man is born la'amel. Now, amel in rabbinic Hebrew means work, but in Sefer Iyov means for troubles. Eni yodeim la'amel pa nivra, im la'amel malacha nivra. I don't know if it means to work with your mouth, meaning learning, or work with your hands. Shemarki achalaf alav pihu, when it says that he put his mouth to it, havi omer la'amel pa nivra. Oh, so I see that it's work with your mouth. I don't know if that means to study Torah or other kinds of talk. That God says to Yoshua, this Torah should never leave your mouth. It's for Torah. All bodies are like casings. Good that you should be a casing for Torah. No, Efi Shachasur Lev, so another pasuk in Mishnah we're looking at. So somebody, literal translation, is somebody who has adultery, is somebody without a heart. So what's adultery? It's somebody who studies Torah once in a while. Keep them in your stomach, have them always be on your lips. Meaning if you're always learning, and you review the learning, and you have a constant, intimate, regular relationship, and a stable relationship, that's the proper kind of relationship. But an adulterous relationship where you see her once in a while, that sort of thing, that is Lomei Torah Leprakim. Now back to the Parsha of Avodah Zarah. Nefesh Yaseh Beyad Ramah. What does that mean? So since we're now interpreting that Kidvar Hashem Bazah is about somebody who degrades the other words of God, what do we mean to do it brazenly or flaunt it? Zem Menasheh Ben Chizkiah, the King Menasheh, we'll get to in a little later, as he is in the second Mishnah, Shayoshev Doresh Bahagadot Shodofi, who used to read Psukim in the Torah and make up silly Hagadot, ask questions that kind of showed a very degrading attitude. Amar Chilo Ayala Moshe Lichtov, Ela Vachot Lotan Timna, Nuay Tapi Legesh Lelifaz. What, Moshe has to give us the whole Yichus of Esau's family, that there were, that he had a son named Lotan, and his sister was Timna, and she was a Pilegesh to Eliphaz. And Vayelech Ruven makes Sichitim and Tzad Dudaim Basadeh, the whole story of Ruven finding the mandrakes, and when he went out, what season it was. What do we need it for? Atzavat Kovi Amralo, Teshev Vachicha Tadaber Bevenim Chatitin Dofi, you sit and talk that way about your brother. Ela Asite Vacharashti, Timita Ayote Yachamocha. I was silent and you think that I agree with you. Ochicha Verchalanecha, I will challenge you to your face. Velam Furash Bekabbalah. And it's regarding him that the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Hoi Moshchei Avon b'chavlei Hashav, u'chavot ha'agala chata'a, that those who pull the sin with ropes of vanity, and like the chains of a wagon, are sinning. What does that mean? My chavot ha'agala, mevasi yetzer hara. What's the yetzer hara? B'tchila domeh l'chut shel kuvya. It's like a little row, little string, v'asof domeh l'avot ha'agala. Then it looks like chains. Okay, so now that's Menashe. In the meantime, how do we answer the question? Why do we have to know that Timna was Lotan's sister? The answer is Timna bat Malachim Havai. She was certainly a princess. Tichtiv, Aluf Lotan, Aluf Timna. By the way, there is no Pasuk Aluf Timna, but there is Aluf Lotan. And Aluf, Chol Aluf, Machuta Belotagahi. It's a king without a crown, meaning he's a leader. Boyale Guri. So here's the story, the backstory. Timna wanted to convert, join Avram's family. Batei tzal Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, somewhere in the layer, v'lo kibluah, they didn't accept her. Hachave tapilegesh l'Eliphaz ben Esav. So she went to Eliphaz ben Esav. Why? Amra mutav tehe shivcha l'umazu. Remember, she's from Bnei Seir. Why does she go to Esav? She says, I want to somehow get into this family. Better to be a shivcha to this family, lo tehe gvira l'umacheret, rather to be a princess in another family. Sort of like Hagar. Now, Fakmina Amalek, what happened as a result? Amalek came out. It's Sarina Yisrael, who was a pained Yisrael. My time, what was the reason for that punishment? They shouldn't have pushed her so far away. And now, parenthetically, the other piece. He went out at the end of the harvest season when the fields are wide open and people aren't makpid anymore, because you see tzaddikim are careful, very careful not to take gezel. By the way, what are dudaim? My dudaim. Rav Yonatan Amar Svisky. These are different kinds of flowers that evidently are like the mandrakes. Now, one last piece. Amar Alexandri Kolosek B'Torah Lishma Misim Shalom Famali Shamal Famali Shamata. As long as we're talking about the challenges or the punishments for people who don't study properly, if you study Torah properly, Shema, you bring peace in the heavenly retinue and down here. Shema Az Yechazek B'Ma'uzi, when he holds strong in my strength, God says, Yaseh Shalom Li, Shalom Yaseh Li. Rav Marki Ilu Banah Paltarin Shamala V'Shamata. It's as if he built a palace above and below Shinemar. I put my words in your mouth, and I protect you with the shadow of my hand. To plant the heavens and to plant the earth. Protects the entire world. It brings the gula close. If you teach somebody else Torah, your friend's son Torah, it's like you created him. The famous drasha about Avraham's nefesh that he made in Haran. It's as if you made those divrei Torah. And you make them. Rav Amar, it's as if you create yourself. Read as if, and you make yourself. If you enable another person, you generate that another person should do a mitzvah, it's as if you yourself did the mitzvah. Then Hashem tells Moshe to take the staff that he hit the Yor with for create Yamsuf. Did Moshe hit the Yor? Aaron did it. If you generate that somebody else should do a mitzvah, it's as if you did it yourself, and therefore it's considered as if Moshe did the mitzvah of the Mateh. Okay, we'll stop at this point, pick it up in the next podcast with the definition of Epikoros. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.